Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 3 regarding Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Miles, M-I-L-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Miles as described in my report of 11-29-20. Appears she is now a 67-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 10-8-19. Appears she asserts she injured her left knee, comma, head, comma, and hip, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but did not undergo any surgery. Appears she is no longer receiving treatment. Appears she admits that prior to this incident, she was diagnosed with arthritis in her knee and received an injection for it. Appears she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas, period. In paragraph, as per her amended claim petition on 10-8-19, she slipped and fell, injuring her left leg, comma, hip, comma, knee, comma, ankle, comma, and head, period. An order approving settlement was issued on 2-18-22 to be inserted here, period. New paragraph, she was then seen neurologically by Dr. Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E, on 3-4-21, period. She added some additional details of the petitioner's history of present accident, but this included the fact that on 10-16-19, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, to whom she reported having seen her rheumatologist, who drained and injected her knee. Dr. Eisenberg aspirated the left knee and placed her on sedentary duty on that same visit. There was also a description of a left knee MRI done on 11-11-19 that showed, quote, degenerative osteoarthritic changes with subchondral edema changes in the proximal tibia, semicolon, medial meniscal tear, semicolon, sprain of lower ACL, semicolon, Baker's cyst, semicolon, grade 2 chondromalacia patella, semicolon, grade 1 sprain of medial collateral ligament, semicolon, knee joint effusion, semicolon, and anterior subcutaneous edema changes, period, end quote. She learned the petitioner was seen by Dr. Eisenberg again on 1-13-20 and 2-10-20. Appeared in a latter date, he administered a Synvisc injection to the knee, and she was to follow up as needed, period. New paragraph, Dr. Elmore also reviewed prior records and learned that she was seen by rheumatologist Dr. Silver on 4-28-17. Appeared she complained of trouble getting upstairs at times with her right leg. Appeared she had a history of, quote, ongoing old back pain, comma, not worse, period, end quote. X-rays of both hips were done on 5-10-17 and showed no fracture or misalignment, semicolon, mild joint space narrowing, semicolon, degenerative spurs, period, end quote. After evaluation, scratch that, examination of her left knee by Dr. Elmore revealed intact flexion and extension. Appeared she had mild crepitus in both knees and mild swelling in the left knee. Appeared straight leg raising maneuver was negative. Appeared neurologic exam was negative. Appeared overall, she concluded that the petitioner slipped and fell, struck her head, and injured her left knee. Appeared she had subjective complaints, but had a normal neurologic and neuropsychological evaluation. Appeared she has sustained 0% permanent neurologic / neuropsychiatric disability as a result of this fall. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed bunions bilaterally with associated surgical scars. Appeared there were healed hammer toe scars on the right second and third toes. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. And then normal through knee maneuvers. She had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the right and a McMurray's maneuver on the left knee, but these were negative on their opposite sides. The rest of that is normal. on the sacral. She was able to walk on her heels fluidly. Apparently she did not walk on her right toes due to having screws in them from surgeries. Apparently the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. I asked the examinee to locate the area of her tenderness on the knee, and she pointed to the lateral joint line. However, the MRI revealed a tear of the medial meniscus that did not substantiate her complaints. In any event, she asserted that if a larger tear of the meniscus was found, she would be willing to pursue surgical intervention on her knee. Impressions on 10-8-19, Lizzie Miles was injured at work as marked in my prior report. She received extensive treatment and then an order of proven settlement on 2-18-22. Apparently she was seen neurologically by Dr. Elmore on 3-4-21. Apparently she found 0% permanent neurologic or neuropsychiatric disability as a result of this fall. Paired left knee revealed intact flexion and extension. Then there was mild swelling. Paired she had mild crepitus in both knees. The paragraph, my current examination of Ms. Miles found full range of motion of both knees with crepitus. Paired she ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise. Paired she has undergone right bunion and hammer toe surgeries, for which she remains in screws. Accordingly, she was unable to walk on the toes on the right foot. She was not tender to palpation at either knee. Provocative maneuvers were inconsistent. New paragraph. At this juncture, Ms. Miles is not in need of additional treatment. Relative to the event of 10-8-19, appeared her current subject. The complaints contradict the location of MRI abnormalities on the medial meniscus. Accordingly, it may be appropriate for her to seek further attention through her home insurance with an orthopedist for a possible repeat MRI and consideration of injection or surgery. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency remain the same and will be inserted as marked.